Friday morning. Ray Haynes is in, teaching on the Passover.
And just the cross. Yeah, that's the whole point of Passover. It's just the cross. If you think it's about a meal or you miss the focus and why is it important to you, I hope maybe in this next minute or two we'll maybe help you solidify that, because it's about the lamb. In Egypt, the Passover is held and the lambs are slain. Mm-hmm. 1,500 years later, though, Jesus is revealed. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus would die at the exact moment of the Passover sacrifices. The Jews were commanded to eat this meal so that their generations would remember the story of redemption. See, they have the first part of the story, deliverance from Egypt. As Christians, we eat the Passover because we were saved in the middle of the story, at the cross, with the death and resurrection of Jesus, the Lamb of God. But there's more. We know the end of the story, too. We can look forward past our time to the end of the ages and into eternity. Revelation 5, "And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as though it had been slain." Eating Passover isn't about tradition or law. It's prophetic. We're declaring what is to come. The entire reason you eat Passover is to encounter Jesus. Why does Passover exist? One of my favorite verses is Micah 7:19. We just went to the beach a week ago, standing with my feet in the ocean, thinking about this verse. "He will again have compassion on us and will subdue our iniquities." Hmm. "You will cast all of our sins into the depths of the sea." He sees our sins as our enemies. I mean, how much more exciting does it get than that? That's the sea of forgetfulness. I was looking, thinking, why did you make such a big ocean? He's going, really? Really? Think about it. That's a lot of sin to cast in there. And a lot of salt to make it a salty sacrifice, too. Passover in Egypt changed everything about sacrificial offerings and everything about a relationship to God. Before then, God walked through the pieces of a sacrifice with Abram, or they placed it on an altar and burned it entirely. But for the first time in history, the people were told to eat the sacrifice. How confused were they? Mm-hmm. Because Jesus was the Passover lamb. Right. He would be. The Passover meal is not a sacrifice that can you just watch burn. It has to enter you, to become one with you, to save you. See, it's personal. Passover is the one time a year we have to forget that we're all unique. Passover is never about what someone did back then. It's about what happened to me in Egypt and in the Garden of Eden and in Jerusalem at the cross. Passover is not a history story. It's a realization that you are in the story, and the story is about you. There's one man, one woman, and they need a Savior. Mm. And that one person is you. Mm. You need a Savior. Nothing else is more relevant. That's Passover.